KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Two women from Cass County were arrested last night in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Sidney Joe Redler of Atlantic was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. on a charge of simple assault. And at around 9:40 p.m., 19-year-old Marie Edna Amos of Griswold was arrested for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Both arrests were the result of an incident at 91 Main Street in Elliott. Redler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond, while Amos was released on a citation with a future court date. Red Oak Police assisted in making those arrests. At around 6 p.m. Sunday, 37-year-old William James Bartlett of Brown Summit, North Carolina, was arrested on two valid Montgomery County warrants, one for violation of probation, the other for violation of a no-contact order. Bartlett was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 bond. Officials of the Stuart Police Department posted a message on their social media page Sunday with regard to an incident of vandalism. The message said crime can happen to anyone, including police departments. Authorities said early Sunday morning a patrol car in Stuart was vandalized. Images posted along with a message show a broken side view mirror and a tire that was either slashed or the air was let out of, causing it to go flat. Officials ask residents in Stuart to please keep an eye out, not only for your property, but the property of those around you. If you see something, say something. The true victims of this vandalism, they said, are the citizens of Stuart. If you have any information about the incident, you're asked to call the Guthrie County Dispatch at 641-747-2214 or send a private message to Stuart, Iowa Police Department on their Facebook page. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Sunday morning arrested 29-year-old Cody Thomas Hogat of Villisca. He was taken into custody at around 4:37 a.m. in Villisca following an incident at North 3rd Avenue and East 3rd Street. Hogat was charged with public intoxication and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A single vehicle accident that took place at around 10:30 p.m. Friday in Taylor County has claimed the life of a 40-year-old woman. The Iowa State Patrol reports Anna Michelle Eyeshot of Bedford died in the crash that happened when her pickup went out of control and rolled over several times, ending up in a ditch. The crash happened as the vehicle was traveling north on Forest Avenue and attempting to turn east onto 300th Street in Taylor County. The vehicle skidded across 300th Street before it rolled. The accident report did not indicate if Eyeshot was wearing a seatbelt. Taylor County Rescue, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, and LifeNet helicopter assisted the state patrol at the scene. The Cass County Fair resumes for the final full day of activities today. At 8 o'clock, the beef show gets underway in the outdoor show ring. The beef fitting contest will follow that morning show. At 9, it's the Best of Iowa to be held at the Cass County Community Center. At 11 a.m., the Rotary Watermelon Feed and takes place in the outdoor show ring. At 4 this afternoon, the building awards will be presented at the community center. And then at 5:45, it's the Parade of Champions, followed by wood carving and bucket of junk auction, and that's at the outdoor show ring. At 6:30 this evening, it's the Grand Champion Beef Selection in the outdoor show ring, and at 8 o'clock, Youth Council Activity. Also at the 2019 Cass County Fair, 4-H exhibits are open at 8 a.m. today. The commercial building is open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The fair food stand is open from 6:30 until 10. The chuck wagon is open from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. The FFA food stand will be open at 7:30 and until 8 p.m. Today's special is the ribeye sandwich. The Cass County Fair concludes tomorrow with a livestock sale at 8 a.m. at the indoor show ring. The fair food stand will be open for breakfast Tuesday from 6:30 until 10 a.m. And the driver of a pickup truck involved in a fatal accident Saturday morning in Des Moines is facing a charge of failure to yield, resulting in death. Des Moines police say 23-year-old Samuel Canfield was driving a pickup truck and failed to yield the right-of-way. He was driving southbound on Southwest 11th Street toward Amos Avenue. 59-year-old Timothy Grews was driving a motorcycle eastbound on Amos Avenue when he hit the passenger side of the pickup. Police confirmed one person was injured after a shooting in Urbandale that happened at 7600 Camelot Drive at around 3 p.m. Sunday. The condition of the individual injured is unknown. Police are currently investigating and have not released information about a suspect. And authorities say an Iowa child care provider left a one-year-old alone for nearly 2 hours in a portable crib in a downstairs furnace room before discovering the child was cold to the touch. The Des Moines Register reports the Department of Human Services revoked the license of provider Jenna Dale of Indianola last week following the death in April of Nash Bloom. He strangled on a teething necklace he was wearing, despite federal warnings that such devices shouldn't be used for infants. A complaint from the department said Dale had previously been warned about child hazards in the home's furnace and laundry room. It said Dale placed the child in the area because he was socially different and needed to be away from other children. Dale cried when approached by a reporter and said now is not a good time. Additional attempts to speak to her were not successful. In our funeral announcements, Loretta Dunan Peterson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Loretta Peterson will be today at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Wendell Shear, age 66, of Kempner, Texas, died July 20th. Funeral services for Wendell Shear will be today at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. James Waddell Fender, age 79, of Manila and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jim Fender will be today at 2 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church east of Carson. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Diana Fagan, age 65, of Manning, died Thursday at Acura Healthcare in Manning. A mass of Christian burial for Diana Fagan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gladys McCrory, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys McCrory will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Bruce Kelly Evans, age 64, of Griswold, died July 20th. Graveside services for Bruce Evans will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Reagan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Raleigh Ernest Woltman, age 95, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Services for Raleigh Woltman will be held August 6th at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Violet Cardell, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Violet Cardell are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wanda Peterson, age 88, of Sioux Center, died Saturday in Sioux Center. Funeral services for Wanda Peterson are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Phyllis Sponsler, age 84, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Phyllis Sponsler are pending at Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.